Blind Cool Tech.
Introducing Chris Grabowski.
Today we will be demonstrating the Bose 3-2-1 home theater system.
Enjoy.
I'd like to talk to you today about the Bose 3-2-1 home theater system. The Bose home theater system is the 3-2-1. There are two models. There's the 3-2-1 and there's the 3-2-1 GS. I guess the really real difference between the two models is the GS has smaller speakers. They supposedly sound a little bit better too. But the home theater system is basically two speakers and a subwoofer. So there's no center channel and there's no rear channels. And with whatever technology they use, it sounds like you have all those speakers laying around. The media center, or the device itself, isn't very big. It's about the size of a small VCR. And on the top, you will find six buttons. Going from left to right, you have the power button, turns the device on and off. You have the source button, which selects CD or the CD-DVD player that's built in, or the TV, your cable, your auxiliary source, and your AM-FM tuner. Then you have volume down, volume up. I don't know what the fifth button is. And you have eject, which opens the tray. The DVD player can play DVDs, CDRs, CDRW, and MP3 discs with MP3 files burned on them. When you are watching a movie, or a DVD, the player will remember the position of the DVD, and I actually found this out. I don't know if it'll work for multiple DVDs, but I actually pulled the DVD out, put an audio CD, and then put the DVD back in, and it remembered the position of the movie. But this probably won't do any justice, but let's see what happens. Let's get into something that's decent. So let's hit the source button. It's the second one in on the left. Right now it's set to DVD. Straight across the sky, it's the way you love me. It's held me like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual. That can be turned down a little bit. So that's the FM radio. So we hit the source button again. That's AM radio. Source is, that's the TV, I believe. I don't have my TV hooked up to it. That's the satellite dish. So actually I do have the TV hooked up, but not the physical TV itself. Just the satellite dish. So hit the source button again. That should be the MP3 player. But it's not on. Now we're back to DVD. We're back to the movie, and it just picked it up where it started off. The setup for the system was pretty straightforward. They have proprietary cables, which aren't altogether that bad. The media center connects to the subwoofer. And everything else actually connects to the subwoofer, like the power supply connects to the subwoofer. And the other two speakers are on kind of like a serial port, if you will. It looks like a serial port with even thumb screws. And they're on the same wire, and when you pull the wire out of the box, you kind of tear the wire apart. You know, you kind of pull it apart to make the one wire two wires. And then you can, on either end of the speakers, they only go one way on the speakers. So it was a pretty straightforward setup. It was very, very easy. It also comes with a setup DVD with demos of movies and songs and things, kind of to show you what you purchased, you know, give you an idea of what it sounds like. Make sure you're up and running and everything's configured correctly. It has a infrared wireless remote control, and I was pretty impressed with the Bose technical service, technical support, because I called them and I said, you know, I says I'm visually impaired, and instead of pressing buttons and setting sleep timers and all kinds of stuff, I called them and I says I'm visually impaired, I need to know what the buttons are. And she went and she grabbed the manual, and she was saying this button here is this, and you'll find two buttons. It's the DVD player and the AM/FM radio, and then the next row down you have TV and cable and auxiliary. So it was pretty good. So I was pretty impressed with them as a company, and them being able to help out like that. That was pretty impressive. On the back of the 321, they are actually standard RCA jacks to hook up your AV equipment. And the AM/FM tuners, those were pretty straightforward. They only went in one way. So it was fairly decent, pretty nice. The only thing it doesn't have, and I haven't seen it, found it, is to be able to listen to the 321 with headphones. So, and the speakers themselves are tiny, a little bit bigger than the palm of your hand. They're not too bad. And the subwoofer is a decent little size speaker. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this kind of just brief description of the Bose 321. There's really not much that you can do with it on a mono podcast where you would see it shine. But if you'd like to contact me, my email address is chrisg, chrisg, at buffalo, buffalo.edu.
Thanks for listening to
Blind Cool Tech. Blind Cool Tech. Blind Cool Tech. Blind Cool Tech. Blind Cool Tech.
The podcast for the blind from around the globe.
Don't forget to check out the website at www.blindcooltech.com.
Your hosts are Larry and Jake.